What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. How excited are you when you get inexpensive leads when you're running your Facebook or Instagram ads? You know, you're getting like $1, $2, $1.50, $3 leads. Or those of you who are like, I'm turning these things off because I'm getting $5 leads. Are you kidding me? I hear that a lot from students. Well, I have some news for you today. They might be inexpensive leads, but they're not necessarily quality leads. Why? Because all leads are not created equal, my friends. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on today's Quick Tip episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Paid Traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning back into the show here for another Quick Tip episode. I am Rick Mulready, your host. And with these Quick Tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in the world. You can help more people and in the process, increase your revenue in your business. So today I want to talk to you about leads, lead costs specifically. And just like I just asked you at the very top of the episode here, how excited are you when you're looking at your ads manager and you're seeing your cost per lead, your cost per result of like $1, $1.50, $2, $3? Everyone loves to brag about inexpensive lead costs when 9 times out of 10, it's like a snapshot of one day on the warmest traffic possible. Now, I'm joking, but serious at the same time. Well, I get excited about these inexpensive lead costs too. Don't get me wrong. But what I want to talk to you about today is that just because they are inexpensive leads that you might be getting, they're not necessarily quality leads. Okay. And here's what I mean by that. When we target an audience, when we target within an ad set, let's just say our potential audience size of, you know, different interest target groups, let's just say that ad set audience size is like 3 million people, okay? Well, within that audience group, there is the low-hanging fruit people, if you will. These are people within that audience who are most likely to convert. Now, I'm making some assumptions here that your objective is conversions, meaning you want people to click on your ad and opt in or register for something, right? Well, within these audiences that you are targeting within your ad set, there are groups of people within the audience who are most likely to take that action. There's a group within that audience who Facebook knows these people are just going to convert, right? Not saying that they are not quality, but there's a group of people in all the audiences that you're cold audiences that you're targeting, right, that are most likely to take that action. They're most likely to convert. And these are the cheap leads that we see. Now, when we start to work our way through these people, if you will, when we start to saturate these people and you know, work our way through those, then we see our lead costs start to rise a little bit. So let's just say as an example, maybe we're getting $4 leads. And you've been running your ads for, I don't know, 5-6 days or so. And then you start to see your ad costs start to creep up a little bit. Well, probably, I'm not going to say this is definitely happening, but what's likely happening here is you're starting to work your way through the people who are most likely to convert within that target audience. Now, what I'm not saying is that there are also, you know, there's also people in that audience who are going to convert. I'm not saying that, does this make sense? I'm not saying that there aren't people. I'm just saying it's going to cost you a little bit more to reach those people, right? Now, this is not necessarily a bad thing because these people are likely a bit higher quality than those lowest hanging fruit people, those those super inexpensive leads, right? Now, like I said, like I mentioned, I'm careful to generalize there as to why your cost per lead might be going up, because it could be a lot of different factors. You know, the auction might be different there, you know, all kinds of different things. But one thing that we see a lot is the reason for the cost per lead starting to increase is you're starting to work your way through that low hanging fruit group of people in your target audience, right? And again, this is not necessarily a bad thing, because once you start to reach that next level of people in the audience and your cost starts to go up a little bit, they're likely higher quality. Now, we don't know this for sure, of course, until we see which audiences are actually converting into sales, which is exactly why we need to be tracking sales. You need to be tracking sales per ad set as well. So you are tracking the original conversion, so the opt-in or the registration, and you're optimizing for that conversion as well. But I also recommend that you be tracking the sales as well. So you have a custom conversion, for example, of the original conversion, right? The original registration or opt-in. And then you also have another custom conversion for the sales thank you page, so that you can track the sales per ad set as well. Now, you just might find that your higher cost audiences, your higher cost ad sets, are the ones who are actually converting into sales, right? Because again, you might have an ad set where you're getting, like, just call it $4 leads in that ad set, and you have another ad set where you're getting, I don't know, $7 leads. And you might be like, oh, I don't want to be paying $7 leads, but your sales are actually coming from the ad set where you're getting the $7 leads, right? And as long as the numbers work for you, meaning you're still making money on the cost to acquire a customer, wouldn't you rather pay a slightly higher lead cost if those are the leads who are actually going to be turning into sales than the cheap leads, which are not turning into sales? So remember, the next time that you're looking at your stats in Ads Manager, number one, you've got to be tracking sales in addition to leads, right? And yes, you can absolutely track both things. You can track the original opt-in or registration, and you can track the sale. You would just go into, in Ads Manager, you would just go to the performance dropdown, go to customize columns, and make sure that you're pulling in the custom conversions that you have set up. And when I say pulling in, just check the box next to the respective custom conversion that you have set up so that you can see those custom conversions in your Ads Manager report. You can see the original opt-in or the registration. Obviously, you're going to see the cost of, you know, your cost per result, your cost per lead, but you can also see the sales. How many sales are you getting? You can even assign a value to it. So you can look at what your return on ad spend is, right? So number one, when you're looking, next time you're looking at your stats, remember to be tracking your sales. And then number two, remember, my friends, that all leads are not created equal. It's about the audiences, it's about the leads that are actually converting into sales that are most important, not necessarily the cheapest leads that you can be getting. Hey, before you go, two quick announcements. There are 15 spots, actually almost half of which are taken at the time I'm recording this, now open for my next Accelerator Mastermind group, which runs from October 2019 to March 2020. And so if you're an online expert, in other words, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, this is your opportunity to inject coaching, support, and accountability to finish off 2019 and roll into 2020 with big time momentum. if you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, whether that is you want to break through six figures, you want to get to multiple six figures, you want to get to seven figures, you very likely do not need another course, my friends, or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, because in addition to leads and sales from Facebook and Instagram ads, which is 100% necessary, right? It also takes things like mastering your mindset, building a team, becoming the actual CEO of your business. It takes stopping doing all the things in your business. I can go on here. Because most experts, and I've been guilty of this up until recently, frankly, teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to create sustainable growth in your business, it takes a more holistic strategy along with coaching, accountability, community, and support. Because it's all connected, my friends. And so if you're listening to this right now and you're nodding your head and you're like, yes, this is me, well, I want to help you. Because in the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to where it is today, it has been my turn to give that gift to others as well. And so if you're an online expert and you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level, then my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind may be for you. So to learn more, this is application only. So to learn more, fill out the application and schedule your free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the accelerator. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the episode here today. I super appreciate it. I do not take your attention lightly, and I'm always wanting to bring you the best content that I possibly can. So thank you again for tuning in. Super appreciate it. Coming up on the podcast, we've got another great episode coming your way. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Do more of what's working. Pretty simple, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.